the abuse and how he was going through a very difficult time when a new man in his mother's life actually thumped him, and he felt that the only people he could turn to were the like of Childline and the NSPCC. It's a very moving ad. And we had a wider conversation this morning generally about when smacking is okay. I can't convince myself at all that it's ever okay to smack a child, but the majority of people listening to this programme feel some form of smacking is essential.
You'll not be surprised to hear me say on behalf of NSPCC that I come down on the side that smacking's never acceptable or any form of physical correction or punishment. I understand the views, and they're very strongly held views that people have on that, and it's just that my opinion now that has developed over many years of being involved in this work is that unfortunately it can be a gateway to escalation and a thing that makes violence against children acceptable, and I believe it's completely unacceptable, and therefore I don't think there's any kind of grey area in this. There has to be a very clear dividing line. I know people have different points of view. You'll understand, Frank, my point of view is that smacking shouldn't be allowed at all, and indeed we're campaigning for removal of the protection in law of the defence of reasonable chastisement in cases of abuse against children.
I want to play the ad again. This is one of the current promotions highlighting the work of the NSPCC.
My name's Alfie. My dad died when I was three. So it's just me and my mum. But a few years ago, she met a man called Alan. He started off being nice, but when he got drunk, he hit my mum. One night, he came home and punched me in the tummy. It really hurt. When we got back from the hospital, the NSPCC started to help us. Now we see them a lot. Mum says we're going to be okay. My name's Alfie, and I'm an astronaut.
When a child is free from abuse, they're free to dream again.
Is it fair in any way, Neil, to consider what Alfie's going through and to link it at all to reasonable chastisement?
I don't, and I want to be absolutely clear about that, I don't want to criminalise loving parents who are simply seeking to discipline their child. And I do believe that discipline is important, and that parents should at times take a firm hand with their children. The dividing line for me is whether that should be done by the means of striking a child. I have absolutely no objection, say, to a hand placed on the shoulder, you know, restraint if it is necessary, if a child is doing something dangerous. But for me, that's the dividing line, Frank, the striking a child. And it's completely different in our attitude between that and adults. We wouldn't find that acceptable for adults. If I strike an adult because I disagree with them or for some reason, then the full force of the law would come upon me. But for some reason, we have this defence of reasonable chastisement in law to hit a child, and I don't agree with it.
Do you think we'll ever see the law change? Because public opinion isn't with you. Going by what I'm getting on this programme.
As a straw poll, I can understand, and I've heard the call-ins before, and it's a topic that comes up now and again. You'll be well aware of that, Frank, and I do get the sense that there are different opinions and strongly held opinions. I actually believe that public opinion is beginning to shift. It's not shifting as fast as I would like it. I also have some confidence that with the new administration in Northern Ireland and the new mix of people involved there, that there are different attitudes that are not quite as entrenched as party politics would have had that in the past. So I don't see it as an overnight effort on behalf of NSPCC. I do see it as a long haul, but it's something that we're committed to, and personally I'm committed to, should it take years.
I suppose when I was at school, I'm not sure what age you are, Neil, but when I was at school, I never thought we would have seen an end to corporal punishment. And now, if anyone was to even suggest corporal punishment in a school, they would know they were taking the first steps towards heading to jail. Do you think parents in the future, the children of today, they say a 15-year-old of today, when he or she is maybe a 25-year-old parent, that the law could be the same?
I what you've just pointed out there, I think, is one of the perfect examples that just highlights the kind of contradictions in our attitudes towards this, because you're quite right. Physical punishment in schools was only outlawed in around about the early 1980s. Before then, it was seen as completely acceptable. Since then, it hasn't been seen as acceptable. And I really struggle to see the difference in that teachers are not allowed to strike a child, but parents or guardians responsible for children are. And therefore, I think because of contradictions like that, it's inevitable that we've got to see an equalisation of the law. The law, as I've discussed with you on one occasion before, Frank, has actually already changed in the Republic of Ireland. It happened without fanfare at all, and it hasn't resulted in a slew of cases of loving parents being dragged before the courts.
But do you not think in houses in the Republic of Ireland, children are still getting a smack on the back of the legs?
You know, obviously none of us can see behind the closed doors and closed windows. And if you were to ask me, do I really believe that never, ever is a child struck in the Republic of Ireland now just because the law has changed? Well, probability would suggest not. And again, I'm not wanting to criminalise parents. But the important thing here is it has changed the atmosphere in terms of attitudes towards children. Anybody doing that now knows that it is illegal and they know that they shouldn't be doing it.
Neil, always good speaking to you. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Neil Anderson from the NSPCC, the head of NSPCC locally here.